Let's get back to our conversation with Fisheries Chief Jim Dexter from the Michigan DNR and continue our conversation about lowering the stocking of trout and salmon in Lake Michigan this coming year. So let's continue where we left off earlier this hour in our last outdoor report. So is this just about size of the fish then? Because it sounds like cohos would be a lot better option, even though they're more expensive to raise in a hatchery, but their survival rate is higher than Chinook.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far, that their survival rate is higher. The real interesting thing here, Adam, about these different species is they all provide for fishing activity at different times and different places in the year.
Okay.
So if we start in the springtime, the fishery always starts with coho salmon, and it always starts in the south end of the lake, and then it migrates north, typically along the Wisconsin shoreline, before it comes back around to Platte Bay. Brown trout are always available near shore. You don't ever catch brown trout out in 300-400 feet of water 10 miles out from shore. That just doesn't happen. Lake trout are available near shore in the springtime and then throughout the summer in various areas of the lake. Steelhead, of course, I mean, a lot of people think of them as a bonus fish. You might catch them up high, you might catch them low, and then, of course, we get this great return fishery. But here's the real interesting thing here, is Chinook salmon are only reared in the hatchery for 4 months. They're what we call a spring fingerling, and then they're put out in the rivers, and they go out and they migrate around the lake. They eat, they grow big, they grow fast, and they return when they're age 2 or 3. All these other fish we have to keep in the hatchery for 14 to 16 months. They're called a yearling. They're much more expensive, and we're limited by the amount of hatchery space that we have. So even if we wanted to stock more cohos, it would be extremely difficult because our hatcheries are already packed to the gills with cohos.
Hmm.
They're packed with brown trout. All these yearling fish take up a lot of space, whereas Chinook salmon, not so much. We rear those inside in small cement tanks, and those tanks you really can't put yearling fish in because they're not big enough. So they're different life histories, and of course they're different costs. You know, we can rear Chinook salmon for about 25 cents. Coho, probably $1.50.
Wow.
Same with the steelhead. Yeah, it's a big difference. So right now what we're looking at, Adam, is we are hoping to upgrade our Thompson Fish Hatchery starting next year so that we can grow an additional 200,000 steelhead that will be distributed around the Great Lakes, because we view, and so do anglers view, steelhead as a great sport fish. And what else does it have? A diversified diet.
Mm-hmm.
Very diversified diet. So in the event that alewives ever do disappear, steelhead will likely do just fine. So we're starting to move in that direction, understanding that our ecosystem continues to change and that we have very little leverage in terms of what we can do to have it go in a different direction. All we can do is change stocking or change regulation. That's about it. One of the other things I wanted to mention, Adam, is that people have asked us, why don't you just stock more food? Why don't you stock more alewife? And it's a great question. And we ran a calculation. If we were to take 6 of our state hatcheries and only rear alewife, we could only rear enough alewife to feed Chinook salmon for 2 days.
Wow.
I mean, Mother Nature does a great job, even when she's not doing a great job, at producing quite a bit of food. I mean, they eat literally tons and tons and tons of forage out there. And there's no way that all the Great Lakes facilities could produce enough forage to make a dent.
Jim Dexter, Fisheries Chief for the Michigan DNR. Thank you so much for your time today, Jim.
You bet. Glad to help.
We'll try to get a hold of you in the near future here to talk more.
Anytime.
Tough topics. And we'll try to get back into this more in the near future here on The Outdoor Show.